A Southern Vermont school district might go to court to fight the state's education funding formula. On town meeting day, Whitingham and Wilmington voted down their school budgets, and residents say it might be time to make a larger statement about how Vermont pays for its schools. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more.
Way before Act 46 jump-started the conversation about school district consolidation, the towns of Wilmington and Whitingham brought their communities together and formed a joint district. But after a few years of operating the joint Twin Valley School District, residents in both towns say the experiment isn't working. Both towns rejected their school budgets on town meeting day, and voters there say they're ready to send a message to Montpelier about what they're calling an unfair education funding system.
I think we've gotten to a point where this is a crisis.
That was Bob McConnon speaking at town meeting about the Wilmington school budget.
I personally believe that voting down the budget would be the best way to let the legislature know that they don't know what they're doing and that this has to be addressed immediately. And I think by passing the budget, we just pass on the problem.
Former Wilmington Representative Ann Manwaring believes that Vermont's education financing system hurts small schools.
One of the driving mantras of this finance formula as it is distributed, it is driven by economy of scale thinking. Ultimately, if you carry that out far enough, will indeed kill off rural schools. That's its impact.
The quiet revolution brewing in the Deerfield Valley stems from this year's proposed school budgets. Education spending for the joint Twin Valley District was cut, but taxes in both towns were still projected to jump by double digits. And the tax increase is directly related to how Vermont's complicated school funding formula works. Manwaring, who's now a Wilmington Select Board member, says people should prepare for an expensive and lengthy fight if the two towns decide to challenge the statewide education tax.
Maybe we are moving closer and closer to a legal action. The question then becomes, and this is for the lawyers in the room here to think about, what is the legal theory that we could bring? I don't know what it is. I'm not a lawyer. But I think we might be moving in that kind of direction. And I would say to all of you in the room here that if we start on this path, all of you have got to be in the game with the boards that might bring this together.
Vermont's statewide education tax was put in place on the premise that a dollar spent in Burlington or Stowe should also benefit a kid in a smaller or poorer rural district. The watchword is equity. But Wilmington School Board member Therese Lounsbury says just the opposite is happening. In a statewide funding formula, larger districts can more easily absorb swings in enrollment. Lounsbury says smaller districts, meanwhile, have to choose between eye-popping tax increases or program cuts that hurt students.
What's happening is they keep putting these Band-Aids on everything. You know, we'll change the state formula. We'll adjust it a little bit here. It's a Band-Aid. Guess who's getting the feel of when that Band-Aid gets ripped off? That's us. But it's too many Band-Aids. It's time to make a change in the formula.
On town meeting day, Whitingham voted to put $100,000 in a special fund in case the two towns decide to open a court case over the statewide education tax. Both towns will meet on March 22nd to plot their next move. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Wilmington.